Hi, everybody. Let me just tell you about reckless drivers. There's an uplifting topic. Listen, bottom line, if you're in a vehicle, you're at risk because people are dinglings and don't know how to drive. If you get injured, call David Femininio. You can pick up the phone right now. Speak to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And a good afternoon to everybody. You know, David, that music doesn't fit the mood of the day. It just doesn't. I mean, I love Nat King Cole, but this is festive today. People, we have a lot of ground to cover, including the ridiculousness of the audio you heard from Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah, you're not coming back. Thank you, though. Thank you for putting that out there and making our life a living nightmare for the next 6 weeks as every half-drunk fan bumps their gums saying, Aiden said he's coming back.
It's possible.
Yeah, okay. It's also, well, we'll get to that. We're also going to get to Dan Campbell. We're going to get to the Lions because I want to reset goals. And I think there's a way we can all keep our sanity instead of having a Super Bowl argument. I want to have a different argument. But, David, I'd like to open the show with breaking news. Is that possible? Maybe. Breaking news from 97.1. And David and Kenny, I'm very surprised. I know Rico doesn't check his email. Dave, did either of you guys get the email?
No, I didn't see the email, no.
Okay. Well, congratulations are in order. Our very own Rico Beard has been selected by the Black Caucus and the Urban League of Detroit. Rico will be getting honored tonight at LCA as his crested quartership will be brought to the rafters. It is Founders Night tonight at LCA. So if you're going to MSU in Oakland, make sure to give Rico a hearty handshake. This is a big night. There's going to be a presentation before the game. They will be raising Rico's crested Q-zip to the rafters at LCA before MSU and OU tonight. It's marking Rico's contributions to high school athletics and college athletics in the state of Michigan. And he will be joined with several of his notable fraternity alumni tonight. It's just, Rico, I'm proud of you. I know you're very shy about it. I know you're shy. I know you don't really want to be in the spotlight, but this is big. This is a big night tonight.
So congratulations, Rico. Congratulations.
Exactly. Happy Founders Day.
Don't do this, David. Don't. I knew something was up. He sends me these cryptic messages like, huh? What?
No. I'm so happy for you, man.
Congratulations. Yes. I'm going to be the opening tip. I'm going to be throwing the ball up in the air. Yes.
They're putting Rico's crested quarter zip into the rafters along with George Blaha's three button jacket from 1992 and Johnny Cain's toupee.
I got nothing.
This is a huge moment, man.
This is a big night tonight. This is a big night at the LCA. MSU, OU, and Rico Iglesias Beard. Honored pregame, Black Caucus, Urban League, Founders Day. Rico, I'm proud of you. Really happy for you tonight. I mean, true or false? You're leaving early because of this. True or false?
You know what? That's still up in the air. I don't know.
David, why would Rico have a car service to LCA tonight?
Well, I just want to know if they're using the crest as the alternative logo for Michigan State today.
Honestly, you know what? They are wearing black jerseys tonight.
Oh. See? You know why? Somebody was up in EL at Big Chief's office trying to get a uniform request for tonight. It's Rico Beard. Founders Night. This is actually, they should change the name of this series, MSU and OU. Mm-hmm. It should be called the Founders Trophy. Brought to you by Can't Name Rico's Fraternity. But right. It's a big night. We're pumped up for you.
Or how many founders. But you know what? Let's just roll with it.
Just go with it, man. Pumped up for you. They're but putting special K's old man glasses right up there in the Raptors tonight.
They are going with... Thank you, David. They are going with the black jersey. So, yeah.
Okay. Why wouldn't they on Black Royalty Night? What other color would you wear? Or is this where you want me to play the NC State helmet drop?
Oh no, that. I mean, you know.
Now, serious note.
I've seen you hang out with TJ.
Wow. Unbelievable. No, serious note, because we will get to the Lions. But, guys, I have updates galore. I've got the latest on what's going on in New Jersey. I think we figured out what's wrong with Jerry Jones. We've also got one of the saddest things I've ever read regarding the Tigers. So we have a lot of other stuff, but the Lions definitely are going to take a big part of the show. But here's my question. You said this in Crosstalk with Doug, and I want to know if it's serious. Kenny's going to the game tonight? He hates OU. He graduated from there, but he hates them.
I told Rico if he got me like a Michigan State, like a T-shirt or a hat, then I'd happily grace the LCA with my presence. I need to wear some green, though, man.
So hold on. Just so I'm clear. You went to OU. You're rooting against your alma mater. That's how deep it runs with Campy?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, him and Evan.
Wow.
No. Him and Evan just said slanderous things about me yesterday.
Evan didn't go to OU. Evan didn't run the radio station the way Kenny did.
You know what? You're right. You are right.
I will be spite watching that game.
Kenny's in the Oakland Hall of Fame.
Somehow I doubt that, but okay.
They don't want me, believe it.
So hold on. Kenny, you're not going to go on a night Rico's being honored. You're not going to go to watch your alma mater play Michigan State in what should be, Rico's going to be a sellout tonight?
Probably close to it, yeah.
I know they have the fraternity section. There's going to be an entire section of founders.
I mean, it's Rico's special night. Lay the 16.5. I'll go, for sure.
Kenny, I'm being serious. I think it's important you're there tonight.
I do, too.
Yeah, I'll go. I have no issue with it. I'm all about supporting Sparty tonight and our friend Rico here on his very special evening.
Now, Rico, are you allowed to bring a white guy to the game tonight? Or is that against, like, founders policy?
It's not against the fraternity policy. There are white guys in the frat, so... Kenny's
we
more
cannot
than
confirm that. So listen, this
Kenny's
is
actually
exciting.
Cooking for us.
Oh, no.
We got a good show plan for you. But yes, if you see Rico tonight, shake his hand. It's a big night.
Or
Rico,
just watch the game.
Are you going to wear the crested Q-zip down there tonight?
No, I am not.
How could you not wear it? They're raising it to the rafters.
Because once they raise it, you can't wear it again. It's like a retired jersey. It's done.
But those aren't real jerseys. The Pistons have already organized this.
No, it's going right up there with Pistons greats like John Sally and, you know. And
Kelly Trepuka.
Right.
They're going to put Rico's, Young. They're going to put Rico's Q-Zip right up there next to Judd Bushler.
There you go.
All right. So
the alternators.
Oh, boy. But listen, nobody likes college basketball more than you. You are amped for this tonight. Plus, you're going to know three of every four people in that building. You know both coaches, both staffs. Hell, you probably had dinner with one of the players' families pregame. This is a big night for you. This is like your Super Bowl, in essence.
No, Mike, I only like a night like this because I get home a lot faster than driving back from East Lane. And it's always fun because a lot of people in Detroit don't get a chance to make it up to East Lansing.
Is there an after party after the ceremony?
No. Yes, we're all coming to your house, Mike.
Good luck. All right, so. No, I wanted to have some fun. So exactly. Hosted by, he's on one today, buddy, trust me. He is shot out of a cannon today. Listen, I have dealer's choice, and I'm leaving it to you and Kenny. David doesn't get an opinion because I know what he'll answer because David's mean. Do you want the latest on what's going on in New Jersey, or do you want what's wrong with Jerry Jones?
I see in the show sheet I'm probably taking a stray on this one, so I'll take the New Jersey thing. I just read what you wrote there, Mikey.
Kenny, you are not supposed to be in the sheet,
all right?
It's like looking for your Christmas presents. Stay out of there.
I have not looked at the sheet, Mike, but...
You aren't going to believe it. I want to know if you believe it, though. We'll do it next. We'll get a football today, bottom of the hour. Lions are definitely going to be a huge part of the show. I just wanted to give it a little breathing room. We did four straight hours yesterday. It's emotional. I've settled on something, though. I come to you in peace today. I come to you like one of the three wise men with some frankincense. I am offering peace today. I think there's a way we can all move forward with less consternation. And yes, we're going to talk about the Aiden thing because I think it's totally and utterly irresponsible and ridiculous. If you believe that, that's cool. You don't need to say it on a pod. You don't need to put that in people's heads. Because then we got to clean it up. Mm-hmm. God, I can't stand stuff like that. All righty then. We will get to all of the business. And don't worry, Kenny, we're talking Jerry Jones later. Don't you worry. We'll do it later. 97.1.